This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Let's take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to Florida and to a story about gun rights advocates, I think, going a little bit too far. Normally, the gun rights people are, you know, pretty good on the issue, you know, some, at least some issues about freedom. Certainly the gun issue, you'd think they would get it.
Well, many interest groups that purport freedom in one area, they don't really get freedom in the rest of those areas.
I guess it's just, you know, maybe it was just my upbringing, Mark, being around people like this. I got the impression they knew a thing or two about freedom, but apparently not. Gun rights advocates in the National Rifle Association won a victory today with the Florida House's passage of a contentious bill that would allow employees to bring their guns to work. The measure is a watered-down version of what the NRA had hoped for, but is seen as a compromise that the Senate's also expected to sign off on. Under the proposal, employees and visitors who have state-issued concealed weapons licenses would be able to bring their weapons to work and leave them locked in their vehicles. The measure would exempt certain businesses from having to allow the guns, including schools, prisons, nuclear power plants, defense-related businesses, and those that deal with explosive materials. Also exempted would be company-owned or leased cars. The business community, including the Florida Chamber of Commerce, has vigorously objected to the measure, saying it pits the property rights of employers against the Second Amendment rights permitting guns. And, of course, the business community is correct in this particular case, and the gun owners should be embarrassed that they are advocating for this kind of control measure to be placed on property owners. Hmm. Now, let me make it clear. I think business owners should allow guns on their property.
Yep. You know, I don't want to go telling stories out of school, but I've had a lot of people working on the property, you know, that I've purchased and helping with the houses. And some people now and then have carried weapons to work on the house.
Hmm.
I didn't even know most of the time. We'd go to lunch. I'd buy them lunch for the whole group of them. There'd, you know, that restaurant, there'd be people packing heat.
And you were okay with that?
Well, once I realized it, I was fine with it. But I'll bet you my wife would have been a little uncomfortable at first if she had known about it. And I'm sure my mother-in-law would have been a little upset. I'll bet you there were some people, likely gals, that worked at the restaurant that would have been upset at the idea that there were guns. And what the fact of the matter is that we're all a lot safer because those people are carrying guns.
Absolutely. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti-gun. I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti-gun. I'm not. I'm in favor of people carrying guns on, you know, private property where it's allowed. But what I'm more in favor of is private property. And that means that if somebody owns a business, or it's their house, or whatever it is, in this case we're talking businesses.
Right.
If somebody owns a business and they don't want guns in their business,
you don't have the right to carry your gun on my property if I've made it clear that I don't want guns on my property. If I put a little sign up on my store that says,
no gun,
no guns allowed, look, you're not allowed to bring a gun in there. And if you do, I should be able to, at the very least, sue you, kick you out, certainly.
But now in Florida, that's all changing. Now, again, this is a watered-down bill, which leads me to believe that the NRA would have liked it for the employees to be able to actually carry weapons around at work, because the bill that we're talking about here allows them to bring a weapon to work but leave it in their car.
I think we'd be just fine if most, you know, in most businesses, employees could carry guns.
Yes, I agree that we'd be fine. But again, we're talking about respecting property rights here,
yep.
Mark. So if a business owner decides he or she does not want guns in their business, he does not want his employees to carry a gun, and he doesn't even want guns in his parking lot.
He's a silly dope, but yeah.
He should be able to make that decision. And if you don't like it, don't work there. If it makes you uncomfortable, get another job. Go work for somebody that's A-okay with that. All right? That's all you have to do. But no. What are the gun owners going to do? They went to the legislature to regulate this, to mandate that all business allow this. And I think it's really sad. Shame on you, gun owners. You should know better than this. Or maybe they shouldn't. Maybe they don't know anything else. Maybe all they know is their one issue, and their one issue is guns, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to make it so they can carry their guns everywhere they go because they believe that their gun rights supersede property rights. What is going through their head?
Guns are property, you know.
Well, guns are your property, yeah, but if you're on my property, then you got to play by my rules.
That, it would seem very clear and understandable to me, but apparently not.
This is just, it's just a sad statement about how far people have just fallen away from understanding anything about the concepts this country was founded upon. The idea, in case you don't know, the original idea was that the people came here to get out from under the thumb of the king over in Great Britain. And, you know, the king kept trying to meddle with business over here in America, and eventually they got fed up with it and said, we've had enough, we're breaking away, we want our independence, and we want to create a country where everyone is the sovereign. Because before, it was just the king. The king was the sovereign. He was in charge of everything, mm-hmm. right? All the property was the king's, and the king could do with it as he chose to do with it. So the idea in America was that you would be a sovereign, and whatever you owned would be your property, and you were sovereign over it. You were the king, essentially, of your property. So the idea was to have 300 million kings as opposed to just one. Make sense?
Mm. It immediately unraveled, but yes.
Yes. So the theory is sound, and it should still be that way, but I guess I thought some of the gun folks were better than this, but apparently they're not. And just more evidence that the NRA is nothing more than a political organization that is not interested at all in liberty or freedom, but only interested in guns and forcing gun rights over top of property rights. Despicable. Mm. I wonder how the gun owners of America would feel about this one. Just curious about that.
I would think that they'd be pretty good on it.
Once again, want to make it clear, I'm in favor of guns. Got an AK-47 upstairs. So it's not an anti-gun thing here, just to make it clear in case there's some gun owner getting all uppity out there. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So just so sad to see that happen. Here's another sad story out of our former state of Florida. This one from the Manatee County area. Prosecutors are moving ahead with a case against one of two 93-year-old men. What were they doing? 93 years old.
93 years old. Speeding in the wheelchair? I don't know.
No, they were picked up during undercover prostitution stings. In the case of Frank Milio, prosecutors have issued subpoenas and plan to take him to trial in April. According to police reports, he tried to pay $20 in November to an undercover officer. Recently told the Herald
Tribune... What was he going to get for $20?
Recently he told the Herald Tribune he was only flirting with the woman. He says, I haven't had that in years. 93 is kind of old. Carlos Underhill will not be charged, although he doesn't deny stopping to chat with a good-looking girl who made eyes at him and turned out to be an undercover officer.
You know, there's so many cases of this that if you even speak to one of these undercover agents, that you're gonna go up the river. And it's all this crackdown on prostitution. They think that if they get the Johns that they're going to stop prostitution. Well, you're not. it's dumb to think you are. They've never been able to prohibit anything and make it stop.
Yeah, like those guys are going to be any less horny after they get out of a night in jail, right? Like they're going to, all of a sudden, their sexual urges are going to go away.
They may think twice about it, but they're going to figure out some other way to do it.
Yeah, they'll just be more careful. They'll think twice so they can figure out how to be more careful without, you know, actually naming a price or whatever. In this case, the other 93-year-old was allegedly willing to pay $30 for sex and that he promised to come back a few hours later to consummate the deal. They say they can't move ahead with the criminal case because there's no way to prove that he indeed did plan to come back. He was fined $150 for trying to pick up a prostitute back in 1990 when he was 75. See? There's your proof. Almost 20 years earlier, he got busted.
Yep.
And he's still out there. And apparently he says that in the latest case, he wasn't cruising Tamiami Trail for sex. He just wanted to chat with the buxom woman who smiled at him as he drove past. He says, all I was going to do was talk, he said. It wasn't for sex. I'm 93, you know. Now look, Mr. Underhill, I don't believe you for a moment, by the way. I think it's fine. You should be able to buy sex. I'm all in favor of legalizing prostitution, but I don't believe for a moment that line.
You know, I disagree. I had a friend, I had a roommate who didn't know any better, and some gal held out her thumb on Tamiami Trail about. He picked her up, and my God, she wanted him to pay for sex.
I'm saying that he's claiming he's so old, he's not interested in sex anymore. That's the line I don't believe. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity, faith, and free market economics. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at grannywarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days. Designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good. Be happy. Make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672. 800-956-3672.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegisacral under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegisacral at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegisacral now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacroegisacral.com. That's Sacroegisacral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, just to recap what I was saying before we went away for a moment there, we're talking about a story out of Manatee County, Florida, where a couple 93-year-old men were picked up on during undercover prostitution stings. And both of the men made similar suggestions. One of them said, I haven't had that in years. He said he was only flirting with women, suggesting that he hadn't had sex in years. And he said, then he said that 93 is kind of old. The other man said, all I was going to do was talk, talking about the alleged prostitute he was he'd pulled over on the side of the road to just have a chat with, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for sex. I'm 93, you know. And I think what they're trying to do here is
enterprise on the idea that older people don't have sex.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to paint themselves as, oh, these celibate old men, they're just so old, they never, you know, they don't have even a sex drive anymore, and that's just nonsense. Anybody, most people have probably known of at least one dirty old man, and many of them are very dirty old men.
Well, you can't make any allegation across that are necessarily a guy's dirty.
And from what but I understand, men are men, does not go away.
Yeah, whether the ability to do it or not does.
That right. So from what I understand, doesn't matter how old a man is, he's still able to make a baby. And I've never heard that sex drive goes away at old age. I think it's just what people think. You know, people believe that that's the case. And so, like you say, enterprising is the perfect word. That's what they're looking to do here. I don't believe it for a moment. Those guys were absolutely looking to buy some sex, and they should have been able to. They should have been able to. I think it's sad. I think it's completely unnecessary that prostitution is illegal. It shouldn't be that way.
It causes all kinds of problems for society, the fact that it is illegal. It can't be regulated.
Yep.
You know, so therefore, people are going to do it, and therefore it spreads diseases and puts all kinds of people at risk.
People are in danger of, like you say, getting STDs, but also in danger of getting just robbed because it's a black market activity. Therefore, some very unscrupulous people are involved in the business, not just the prostitutes, but the Johns. Certainly the Johns can be unscripulous as well. There's violence on both sides. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a John will go to a hotel room and then get robbed and beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a sicko John will take a prostitute into a hotel room and then, you know, beat her or possibly murder her.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of dangers that the trade is fraught with. But if you look at Nevada and you look at their legal prostitution trade, you find none of those dangers. There's no risk as far as violence is concerned. You're not going to get beaten up at a brothel in Nevada. That doesn't happen. There are bodyguards there to keep the girls safe. And, you know, that's because there are the occasional John that might try something stupid.
And there's testing, and the tests are posted. I believe some of those places, it's weekly or biweekly that these women are tested.
That's right, for STDs. So it's as safe as sex can possibly get if you let it be legal. Because it's illegal, people are doing it underground, therefore there's no real out-and-out market competition, there's no innovation, it's just dirty, scummy women, many of them offering sex. Now I'm talking about the street-level prostitutes. There are some not-so-dirty, not-so-scummy ladies that are doing the business in a, you know, more of an out-call or in-call basis, but those are the ones you don't see. You never see those girls. You rarely
go into the alcohol in-call situation.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as when I say you, I mean you, the TV viewer or the radio listener who hears stories about prostitution busts going down. They only target street-level people because the cops, it would be way too much. It would be way too much effort for them to try to build an in-call girl business and actually have it be credible enough to gain customers for long enough to where they could then bust them all, because you'd actually have to have sex with people. If you want to start business as an in-call prostitute, and in-call, mm-hmm. out-call means, I think in-call means where they come to you, or you go to, it's one or the other. Either way, you're going to their house, or they're coming to your house, or your place of business, wherever you want the deed to be done, hotel room, whatever it is. But for the cops to do an undercover sting on that, they'd actually have to have a girl having sex with somebody. Because you don't just get a recommendation for an in-call girl from somebody if they don't know if she's any good. See what I mean? The girl's got to have a reputation, mm-hmm. right? She's got to have a reputation for pleasing her customers, and then her customers are probably very, very careful as to who they bring into the loop. You know, they know of a friend that's looking for a little bit of action, maybe a business partner that's coming into town. Here, you want to talk to my friend Tracy or whatever, and they give them the number, and they call her up, and the deal is done. And so it would be way too much effort. It's a lot easier for the cops to just put some cop in a pair of short shorts and a you know, revealing top, put her on the street corner and
right,
wait
for some sucker to go by.
Yeah. So you're never going to see in-call and out-call girls get busted. Very, very rarely will that happen. So there are some non-skanky women in the business, but the street level, that's where you're going to find them. And those people will go away if you re-legalize prostitution. street hookers, there'll be no reason to have them around.
I don't suspect people will be doing business in that manner.
And plus, if we're going to re-legalize prostitution, we should re-legalize drugs as well, which is one of the main reasons that girls even become street hookers in the first place.
Right.
Because they need drugs.
Yeah, it doesn't... Now, maybe I'm wrong here, but it doesn't seem to me that many women are in the stripping or the prostitution industry in order to get cigarettes or alcohol. Now, there's addictive and mind-altering substances that are available legally on the market. I wonder if we legalized heroin, if these women I'll bet you there's women that got into the industry, didn't really want to do that kind of work, and did it because they had a habit.
Sure there are. No doubt about it. All right, so related story real quick, and then we will continue with, let's see, you had a couple things, Mark. Something about, what was it? Oh,
the guy.
Passports? No, talking to children.
Yeah, the guy talking to kids. This is a strange story. Suspicious conversations with children caused the arrest of a Folsom man. This is out of the Loomis News.
You just can't talk to anyone anymore. Pretty lady on the side of the road, kids, can't talk to people now.
Bizarre. After an El Dorado Hills mom reported observing a strange man, now define strange, somebody you don't know, right?
Yeah.
After speaking with her two children at each of three children's story events, deputies arrested the man at his Folsom home.
Huh.
This gentleman...
This was at, a library, you said?
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, okay.
Victor Emmer, 49, was arrested March the 13th on suspicion of loitering where children gather.
Suspicion of loitering.
Suspicion of loitering where children gather. Gotcha. That's a charge. it's an odd charge, said the sheriff's sergeant, Jim Byers, noting the statute intends to chiefly to protect children's school grounds, neighborhoods. The family was at the Folsom Borders Books during storytelling time, where he spoke to one of the children, and for lack of a better term, he creeped the mom out.
Mm-hmm.
Then for a few days later at the El Dorado Hills Library story time, she saw him again striking up conversation with her children. And then
a little weird.
He does it again. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's not. We felt it justified a criminal complaint. She signed it and he was arrested. The case appears unrelated to recent reports of unwelcome advances to children in the area by a middle-aged man driving a dark-colored van or SUV.
Uh-oh.
Free candy written on the side, right? When investigators heard a...
You know, the child molesters that probably never get caught are the ones driving flashy cars.
I don't know. I mean, these are the problems that I don't ever have to deal with.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want to talk more about this.
Okay.
Why didn't they just talk to the guy? Why did they have to go and arrest him? Seems unnecessary. Is there more detail?
There's a little bit.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include archives, wiki, updates, all of it we give away. So do enjoy those. And don't forget to visit LegalZoom if you need anything in the world of patents, wills, and trademarks. They make it easy. In fact, usually it's just a matter of filling in some easy-to-answer questions. They do the form for you. You don't have to read any legalese or nonsense like that. And if you want to save $10 off your order, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231 is our number. Just a few more thoughts here on this kind of weird story. Where was it from, Mark? Florida?
No, Folsom.
Folsom?
California.
California. Where a mother noticed that when she had taken her kids to some reading events, she had noticed that there was kind of a creepy dude that was talking to them at different events on different days. And that's pretty creepy, no doubt about it.
I'm certainly not going to dispute that the guy's creepy.
But instead of maybe handling the situation herself and, you know, approaching the man and, I don't know, trying to get to know him, see what he was doing, going to poke around a little bit, ask him some questions. She went to the police. And, of course, the police, they only really have one tool in their repertoire, and that's arrest. So they went and they arrested him with, what was the charge?
It was loitering where children gather. Suspected loitering where children gather, in this case.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just don't feel like, I mean, he hasn't done anything. He certainly, there's no victim here. I don't think talking to kids should be illegal. Why couldn't the police just talk to the guy, you know, ask him, hey, what are you doing? What's going on here, buddy? Why are you talking to these kids?
Well,
what are you doing here?
I'm a little torn on this one.
Yeah.
The the idea that this guy would be arrested and jailed, I think, is a problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should be jailed. But what if they arrested him, put him on probation, and then put him on a sex offender list?
That would be even worse.
Why?
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's...
A sex offender?
He's
he hasn't
disturbing.
Done anything.
He's damn disturbing. Why is he in two different places talking to the same kids? He appears to be profiling the children, doesn't he? Doesn't he?
Maybe. I don't know. Why don't we find out who he is and what he does for
a
living?
They did find him. they arrested
right?
him. Yeah.
And what else? Was there any more?
Sure. You know, and I don't know. I just find the guy so creepy and potentially dangerous that I don't know. I'm a little stuck on this one. The case appears unrelated. Oh, excuse me. Investigators heard a low bail amount set for Emmer, and they explained to a judge that they believed it was too low. Now, bail in the case was set at $100,000. I don't see any reason for this. That seems ridiculous. And Emmer was bailed out of custody, Byers said. Investigators want to hear about any similar incidents. He also said he's not a registered sex offender in Folsom or California, and we've not found any information to indicate he has any prior offenses, said the Lieutenant Sheldon. Now, remember, the guy's 49, so it does seem odd that he might not have any priors. I don't know.
Does he have a family?
They didn't mention that.
Okay.
He has a home in Folsom.
Gotcha.
The Telegraph's Roger
does
Phelps
he have a
can be reached.
Van?
Yes.
He drives a van?
He drives a van.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that you had said there was an allegation that there was someone driving around in a van, and it might have been this guy. I didn't know
maybe
if he had the
you
van.
Know what? You're right. That was, for one, some reason, they popped this in there, and I confused it with this guy. It says, the case appears unrelated to a recent report of unwelcome advances to children in the area by a middle-aged man driving a dark-colored van or SUV.
Unrelated. Okay. Got it. So what else?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's the information.
So he's in jail right now, or he got
He's bonded out on what I consider a bond way too high.
Yeah, that's outrageous. I consider it outrageous he even went to jail. I mean, I'd love to hear how you feel on this one at 800-259-9241.
Is anybody not disturbed by this guy?
I find it disturbing, but it's not a crime to talk to kids.
Nope. No, it's not. But let's say you let it go unchecked. You know, a certain amount of these circumstances, the guy's going to... now, I do think the mother could very well have stepped in and protected her children, but he seems to be setting up a pattern here that I find extraordinarily disturbing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you find somebody who's doing those patterns, don't you think you should do something about it?
Yeah, well, like I said, talk to the guy. Find out what he's all about. At least she was aware of it. I mean, she had knowledge.
She was being a good parent.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was good to call the cops in because they went and ruined this guy's life. For all we know, he was totally innocent, just likes kids, you know?
Could be.
Some people really like kids, and they don't want to touch them. There are those people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everybody that talks to a kid is interested in molesting them. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just think people are better than they are. But that's just how I feel about it. And I'd love to hear what you think. What would you do if you were the parent in this situation? As far as I'm concerned, she had her eye on her kids. She was, you know, she was paying attention to her kids. If you're paying attention to your kids and nothing bad's going to happen to them, or if it would seem very unlikely that something would happen, and especially if you approach the guy and you talk to him and say, hey, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm Johnny's mother, wanted to...
I find it very disturbing that you were at the Borders in, Folsom, and then I come here a couple of days later, and you're at the El Dorado's Hill Library, and in both occasions, you've been talking to my children. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, and then let him explain himself.
Well,
maybe he would do that, but maybe he would have a good explanation.
Whatever it is, to me, it's a lie. What is a grown man, age 49, doing at a Borders Books in Folsom and a library in El Dorado's Hills at children's story time talking to the same kids if he's not a free candy passing out of pedophile? I mean, what else is he doing? There's probably an explanation. I'll admit, somewhere in the course of human events, someone has talked to the same kids that he doesn't know in different cities at completely
public events.
Are
these different cities, or are they very nearby cities? Because why were the kids at the same two events?
They're very close.
Okay.
They're close, but, you know, it's two separate events. It's not like he hangs out at the Borders or he hangs out at the library. Mm-hmm. He hangs out at the Borders and the library on Kid Story Day at Kid Story Time, and he talks to kids at these places.
It's definitely
a fact, it's not two incidents. It's a third that they didn't mention. It's talked to her two children at each of three children's story events.
Mm.
Now, I could kind of understand.
Maybe there's only two, but
if he was a Borders guy, you know, and he came in and he hung out at Borders and he drank coffee there and that's what he did and children's story time. I get it.
Look, Mark, I'm with you, man. I find it creepy and bizarre, but at the same time, no crime's been committed. Why was this man arrested? Let's go to your phone calls. Marco in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Marco.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to take your side in, I guess. I don't really see anything wrong with this aside from, you know, a little suspicious behavior, but I don't think that's worth arresting for.
Yeah, and
putting on any sort of lists or blacklisting him in any form at all.
Right. I mean, the idea that you'd want to put him on a sex offender list, Mark, is like crazy. I mean, what would you think?
That remark was absolutely what spurred this this call. I could not believe I heard that.
Don't you think that people deserve a certain amount of protection from this guy? Don't you think he should be taken off the street?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, protection from what? I mean, he hasn't done anything.
I'm not certain of that. He hasn't been caught doing anything.
Well,
we remember we have an extraordinarily inefficient policing force.
Hire a PI then, if you're so concerned. Hire a private investigator,
and that's going to benefit me. How?
You're the one who's concerned, Mark.
If I was the parent in this case, I would have definitely approached him and been like, "Okay, what's up, buddy?" But I mean, you know, hey, maybe he just likes books and kids. I don't know.
Tell me how enlightened self-interest, which is what I believe in. I totally believe in enlightened self-interest. And tell me how enlightened self-interest is going to solve this problem.
I have no clue at all.
It's not gonna.
I don't
because
see what
self-interest
the problem
here says I'm gonna go and talk to the guy and I'm gonna take care of it, for me and my family.
But it doesn't
do anything for the public at large.
He knows he's being watched.
One person. I gotta avoid them.
Well,
I guess I better go to a different story time at a different Borders just around the corner.
Then start your own organization that tracks creepy guys, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight, Marco. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. But don't force me to put him in jail. He hasn't committed any crime. It's not a
crime. What if I wallpaper his neighborhood?
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order there at FTLDiscount.com.
All right, I'm going to continue this conversation, and then we'll get to some more calls here about different things here in a moment. But we're talking about a story about a creepy guy, admittedly, very disturbing what he's doing, is that he's going from reading event to reading event. He was at a Borders one day, and then the next day he was at the library for these kind of reading where you bring the kids and someone reads a story to them, those kinds of events. And he was talking with one woman's children at both events, and she got kind of creeped out by that, as I think she should have.
Well, actually, he was talking to one woman's children at 3 different events.
Right, but you say the article doesn't identify the third.
Doesn't identify the third,
which
so perhaps
leads
it
me to believe that there was
two
only
different
two
places. Yeah.
It leads me to believe there are only 2 events, but the article just accidentally wrote 3. Whatever.
No, it leads me to believe that there was 2 places, and 2 times at one place and 1 time at the other.
Well, whatever it was, the woman approached the situation, I think, in a very poor manner. She called the cops, and the cops arrested him on some suspicion of loitering where children are present.
Mm-hmm.
And he was held in jail on $100,000 bond.
Which I think is too high.
But, Mark, you think that's too high, but at the same time you said the guy should be put on a sex offender list.
No.
And that's ludicrous. He hasn't offended anything.
Oh, shut up, you sanctimonious twit. I said, what if?
What if what?
What if we did that? I was exploring a possibility. Look, what was your solution for this?
My solution is the mom should have gone and talked to the guy and to ask him what in the hell he was doing. That way he
and that's
going
to do what to solve what problem in the future.
It's going to keep her kids safe.
It's going to keep her kids safe.
Right.
But you don't think this guy's a danger to other people's kids?
I don't know if he's a danger to anyone's kids. No one's talked to him. They just arrested him.
I'm sure they'll be talking to him in court.
I imagine they will be, and in which case, what are they going to say? What's he going to... I mean, nothing has been done. No one has been harmed.
I'll admit that there's some problems with this whole case. I got to say, you asked about putting up flyers.
Right?
Right.
Why don't you put up some flyers? Well, if that's what you want to do, start some organization, Citizens Against Creepy Guys. What happens if he sues me?
Okay?
For what?
For defamation of character.
What are you going to do? Are you going to lie on the flyer? You going to say he's a child molester? You don't have any evidence of that. All you can put on there is that you saw him at some kids' events talking to some kids. Right? Because that's all he's done, right?
Yeah, but you don't think that's going to cost me a fortune in lawyers?
Why would that cost you a fortune? Was he not at those events, not talking to those kids?
Because the legal system benefits those with lawyers. And what if he comes after me with one? Why should I put my money on the line to save the next guy's kids?
Hey, if you don't care, Mark, then don't do anything about it. I was just suggesting a possibility as far as something you could do if you wanted
to. Well, you know, in the current legal paradigm, and you're talking about California here, you know that it's got to be a real pain in the butt to bring a civil lawsuit against somebody, you know, have a civil lawsuit brought against you in California. And I think that it could be a real problem. Yeah, I do think that probably a good solution, a solution that doesn't involve the police. I don't know what should be done with this guy, but to me, he sounds rather dangerous. And people should know that he could be dangerous and that he should be watched around their kids. I think that there should
be... So put the word out. I don't think you could be...
It's not cheap or easy to put the word out.
We have internet websites that cost next to nothing to run, Mark.
And you get next to nothing as far as visits without some kind of advertising,
so
my friend.
So you go to parents' groups and you spread some flyers.
Well, I would think that...
That doesn't cost a lot of money.
I would think that another...
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. There are plenty of parents out there, and I'm sure most of them are concerned about their children. So you're telling me it would be too hard to raise money to start an organization to keep an eye on creepy dudes? Give me a break, Mark. There's plenty of money out there. I'm sure parents would be able to contribute to something like that if they were as concerned as you were about this creepy guy and others like him.
But as far as looking at enlightened self-interest, you know, like how is this going to be most easily dealt with for me? How do I protect my family? How do I protect other people without going out on a limb and that kind of thing? The easiest thing to do, and that's what people generally do, is the easiest thing. The easiest thing to do is call the cops on this guy.
Yeah,
you understand?
It's also the wrong thing to do.
I would agree that I don't know that it's the wrong thing to do to call the cops
when a crime has not been committed. It's absolutely not the right thing.
Apparently,
to do.
A crime was committed, loitering in
Nonsense.
The presence,
give
in
me
the
a
presence
break.
Of children.
Let's go to your phone calls, Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
By the way, I didn't get to finish saying that. But before you go on, Vince, I'm sorry. My co-host here is being a jackass with the microphone. I didn't get to say that. I think that the Borders manager and the library, I don't know what they call the warden at the library, but the library warden should have gotten pictures of these people and this person and been notified that
that would have been another way to handle it.
This guy's a dangerous guy, and perhaps you should consider not even letting him on the property.
That would have been another way to handle it, absolutely. Vince.
You just mentioned Borders. Indiana passed a House and Roll Act called 1042, and it was to promote help local governments that lack zoning laws to track undesirable businesses. And the statute requires the sellers of sexually explicit materials to register with the state and pay a $250 confession fee or fine.
A confession fee?
It applies to businesses that after June 30th. And it takes a shot here saying sexually explicit means harmful to minors or sold with the intent of stimulating certain body parts, fostering masochism, sadism, bondage, or sexual domination. So you mentioned Borders or Barnes and Noble. They might have to comb through their inventory to get rid of the books. You know, say John Updike's Joyce's Ulysses, or John James Joyce's Ulysses, or some of the biblical things that they had in there, like David and Bathsheba, or some of these other small gas stations that sell Sports Illustrated.
So hold on a second. I'm confused. Maybe I missed a point, Vince. You're saying that there's a law that's been passed that businesses selling, any business selling anything sexually explicit will have to pay the state?
$250.
Is it a yearly?
Hold on. Is the Secretary of State.
Wait, Vince, what is that, a $250 yearly fine or like a licensing fee? Or what is that $250 for?
It's just a $250, just an admission that, yes, we sell sexually explicit material. It can be anything from the Sports Illustrated magazine for swimsuits to, the biblical accounts of David and Bathsheba and Samson and Delilah. That seems like a stretch.
I mean, you're going out on a limb, aren't you?
But those are sexually. But I think what's here is, you know, the Victoria's Secrets and Priscilla's and, you know, where they sell these lingeries. And
so is it a $250 a year thing? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just a one-time $250 fee to register with the state.
Hmm. To register as a sexually oriented business?
Yes.
But they're going to be able to, they're going to bring anybody, they're going to allege that even a bookstore would qualify?
No, yes. Because the Secretary of State gets to determine this.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I guess the more places that qualify, the more money for the state, right? So they've got an interest in qualifying as many places as possible.
I was going to ask you guys after this, because I was wanting to get your opinion on this, but I got a very interesting case that hadn't been decided. I was going to call you back with that tomorrow because it's a...
You should do that because we're out of time.
It's called an act of retaliation by a young kid against the kids that were bullying him.
Mm. Actually, we just had the last caller drop, so if you want to bring that up right now, you can.
Well, what happened was back about 8 years ago, this kid was 14 and was being bullied. He heard about the school bullies.
Sure.
Well, this kid got tired of it. And he got tired of having his money stolen for lunch, and his lunch was stolen because the school authorities weren't doing anything about the kids.
Of course not.
Doing it.
Sure.
So what he did was he painted his sandwiches with dog doo-doo.
Mm.
And guess what?
The bully ate them?
The bullies ate them. Two of them.
And he's in trouble?
He got very, very sick.
Good.
But he's getting in trouble?
Well, yes, this young boy, it still hasn't been decided because the parents took and filed a writ of mandamus against the school officials. Now, they're not there anymore, the school principal and assistant principal.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, the guy's a hero, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for the call, Vince. Appreciate it.
The thing is we don't know. We're taking one guy's opinion, one boy versus another couple of boys' account as to what happened here. How would you feel if somebody in school says, "Hey, Ian, want a sandwich?" Gives you a sandwich that's tainted with dog doo, and they snicker in the corner. And then when the heat comes down, they say, "But he was bullying me and taking my sandwich."
Yeah.
You don't know what happened there.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but from what I understood from what Vince was saying, the bullying, there was a history of bullying there, and usually everybody knows who the bullies are. Usually people know. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And sorry to Dave in Canada. Dave, call back tomorrow night. We'll get you on the air first thing. Thank you for listening to the show. More on the way tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.